Wow, the HSC is upon us already. Welcome to this podcast episode. My name is Alicia Griffiths from Breakaway Tuition, and this episode is all for HSC students with my top tips for you heading into the HSC. This year has been so crazy, and we're already 3 weeks out from the HSC. So, here are some tips for you to help you reach the final hurdle. The beginning of the HSC is just around the corner, and stress levels for students after this week will start rising again. And 2020 has been such an unprecedented year, one that none of us thought would actually happen, and one that none of us hope will repeat in the near future. For you, our HSC students, this year has been quite difficult because you have had to navigate changes in your learning to the online platform at a time when normality provides the best results. So you have seen changes in your learning and differences in your learning at such a quick pace that it's been hard for you to keep up, and there's been so many changes to your end of year celebrations. This year, though, as with every year, it's important that you remember to maintain your study and health balance as you head into the final weeks and into the study zone for your exams. Your well-being is the most important thing at this period of time, and here are my absolute favourite tips for you to head into the HSC. Firstly, this one's a really big one, and it's something that we often overlook. But be kind to yourself. It's okay to feel overwhelmed, and it's okay to feel stressed. In fact, it's so normal. Please know that you're not alone, and remember to be kind to yourself. If you need assistance with anything, you need to know where to turn. And you can find some great resources and help through the Kids Helpline, Beyond Blue, Headspace, and your family and local GP. To help you, practice positive self-talk. We are often our own worst enemies and feed ourselves all of the negatives of the sea. But now is the time for you to be positive. You can be positive, you can do it. And you know your content, you've already made it to the end of year 12, so woohoo, congratulations. Most importantly, you need to remember that you're going to be okay. You won't fail. You'll achieve everything that you ever dreamed of, might just be in a little bit different way than you originally thought. The second thing you need to remember is to find the balance. You need to find your balance. Don't study 24 hours a day. In fact, you shouldn't be studying more than 6 hours max a day, especially the day of your exam. That is such a big no-no. Overstudying is never going to help you achieve anything. All it will do is help create stress, anxiety, and sleepless nights. The best way to study is to break your day into roughly 2 hour sessions. The adult human can actually only concentrate for 45 minutes max. So although you break your time into 2 hour sections, you then want to break up the 2 hours into 45 minute lots with 10 minute breaks in between. For example, if you're studying English, you might start English at 10 a.m. and study until 10:45. Pop in a 10 minute break. Then you can do another 45-minute break session, or even better, practice that 40-minute essay. During the mini break times, you want to go outside for a quick walk or grab a quick bite to eat, but you want to move away from the area that you've been studying in. Don't look at your phone, don't look at your socials, just have some time away. Make sure that your space is free from excessive noise, away from the fridge. So tempting to go to the fridge when we feel bored. You want to be warm, you want to be comfortable, you don't want to be freezing. And the best way to increase your productivity is, like I said, turn off your phone, turn off your social media, and really bunker down. At the end of your 2 hour block, go and do something else for 1 hour, something super physical, and have a really great nutritious snack. That will mean that when your 2 hour block comes back around, you'll be refreshed and you'll be able to concentrate and settle down easier. Tip number 3, exercise is a huge must. It's been mentioned above, but if you missed it, exercise. Get up off the couch, move out of your seat and go. Your brain, your mental health, your body will thank you for it. If you're stuck on something to do, find something really high energy to get rid of that nervous and static energy. Go for a jog. Try a boxing class, go to the gym, go for a swim, go for a walk, try some yoga, pump up that dance music, just anything to get you moving. You don't want to end up with back problems and back pain because you've been sitting down for a long period of time. Number four is eating well. I know that going and getting some chips and some high energy drinks and lollies is really enticing. It's not going to do anything for you. We are what we eat, and that also impacts our mental health a great deal. So we tend to overlook in high periods of stress because we're looking for temporary boosts of energy, but you don't want to be going for those temporary boosts of energy. You want to be thinking about the best foods for study and exam success, and that is wholesome and nutritious foods. Did you know that crunchy snacks like carrot and celery are actually really good for study because the crunchier the food is, the more you'll actually remember. That's actually backed by science. So carrot and celery with hummus is really good. If you need to nibble on something while you're studying, try something like that rather than those chips. Think about apples. Apples are really crunchy. Think about things that have great nutritious value and that are also delicious. Don't skip your lunch during your study sessions or during your exam period. And don't skip your brekkie because you actually need those meals to help you out a bit. The last thing that you want to do is crash because your glucose levels have fizzled out, or crash and feel really tired before you've even started your exam. You know what the best bit is? If you're eating better foods, it will actually help you study better and it increases your memory, your concentration, and your productivity levels as well. Nuts, berries, fish, red meat, veggies, complex carbs, because the complex carbs will release into your blood system at a slower rate. That's all the best stuff. Doesn't cost a fortune, make you feel heaps better, and it'll help you remember things too. Number five, get your sleep. This applies to both your study period and your exam period. Get that sleep. Doing all-nighters is not going to help you at all. It'll actually help you forget everything and help you be so tired that you can't concentrate during the exam. So get rid of the phone out of your room, unplug the TV, throw out your electrical devices from your bedroom. Your bedroom needs to be your sanctuary, a place free from stress and a place that you can get some sleep. And go to bed early. Think 9:30, 10. Get a restful sleep. Pack away your study tools at dinner time and relax. Read a non-subject related book or magazine and get rid of the bright devices that have that horrible blue light. Trust me, you will see a huge difference in your concentration levels, production levels, and you'll just feel a whole lot better for that too. Tip six, stop your study early. Like I said above, an all-nighter is not going to do anything for you. And studying after dinner time is also not going to be the most productive time for you as well, because we feel really tired at that time. You're far better off getting extra sleep than doing empty study. So go to bed. And the other side of that is that you don't want to study the morning of your exam either. You're better off having a good breakfast and relaxing a bit. Don't take your notes to school with you. You'll see all your friends standing around trying to cram in before the exams, but the only thing that's going to do is cause you more stress. So just chill a bit and relax. Tip seven. This is something that a lot of students overlook, and it's something tiny that can make a big difference to your marks. Plan. If you're writing an extended response, plan it. Plan it at the top. If you think in mind maps, then draw out a mind map at the top of your first answer paper and put plan at the top. And then rule a line underneath and write essay, and then style your essay underneath. It will help you organize your thoughts better. It could actually give you extra marks if you're missing something in the exam, and it also acts as a checklist for you. And it's really easy to do. You then want to check your paragraphs. Just rereading your paragraphs as you write them can actually help you pick up sentence structure errors, spelling errors, and also help you add more detail in if you're missing that when you're writing your paragraphs. It acts as a double check, a double edit, and it also helps you to create more flow in your essay and between paragraphs as well. Check the question. Reread the question. If you reread the question after you have written every paragraph and then you read your paragraph again, you're going to keep more focused on that question and you're not going to go off into different tangents. So if you write a paragraph, then read the question again and then write your next paragraph, because that not only helps with the flow but helps you answer the question. And edit. Leave time at the end of the exam to reread your whole essay together as a whole and edit it in that time too. Never underestimate the power of that. You might think you'll be able to get more out of that 5 extra minutes to write another paragraph, but you won't if the rest of your essay doesn't actually make sense. So if you need to write an essay in 45 minutes, aim for 45 minutes to reread your essay. And that's every essay you write. And read your essay, you're going to read the question and then you're going to read your essay in full to make sure that the essay makes sense. We pick up things after we've finished that make the biggest difference to our marks, and if we didn't reread it and didn't edit it, we would miss those marks completely. My last tip is, and I mentioned it a little bit above as well, don't fall into the trap of comparison. So don't have a chat immediately after the exam to your friends about the exam, because all you're going to do is compare your ideas with others and put yourself down as to you didn't answer the question right when you have tried your absolute hardest. There is nothing worse than feeling like you got everything wrong during your post-exam chat with your mates. Instead, either steer well clear of that discussion and go and treat yourself and eat something delicious or do something fun, or steer the convo in another area or another direction, because comparison is going to do nothing but make you feel miserable and you need to bounce back really quickly after each exam. My most important thing I want you to remember is that there is such a magical and exciting world that is waiting for you around the corner. Life will move forward, no matter what your end result is for your HSC. You have done such a fantastic job this year, and that is something that you need to be super proud of, and you need to be comfortable with finding alternative paths to get to your dream destination. Congratulations, Year 12. You should be so proud, and I hope that you do your absolute best and try your absolute hardest during your exams. If you liked this episode, jump onto my Facebook page, Breakaway Tuition. You'll find some extra tips and tricks in there. If you are looking for additional help, let me know. I'm here. And we hope to see you again in the near future. Good luck with everything, Year 12.